Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Okay, July issue's out.
Yeah.
What do you want to cover today?
Let's talk about some money issues.
Okay. And for those listening, this is regarding the Beacon newspaper, free publication. We cover, like a magazine, cover little pieces called Beacon Bits on each show. So, money. Tell me.
Well, we're living in a very long-lasting, low-interest rate environment.
Right.
It's hard on people who live off their investments. If you are, you know, have money in the bank account and it's earning 0.1% interest or whatever,
right.
It's hard to get by. So a lot more people are looking at dividend-paying stocks.
Okay.
Because those stocks have the chance to not only appreciate in value, but also to pay you regular ongoing income. Well, this article explains that why people might look for dividend-paying stocks abroad, outside the U.S. There are some risks to it, which the article talks about, too. But in general, the idea is that in European nations and other developed countries, there's a stronger culture of paying out your earnings in dividends. In America, what most companies do, especially nowadays, more recently we've been seeing a lot of this, they buy back their stock to raise the stock value.
Uh-huh.
Or they, you know, to put money back into the company, which of course is a good thing, or they acquire other companies, all the way of strengthening their businesses, of course. But they don't pay it directly to you. You're not going to get a lot of regular income, at least not as much as you would get abroad. In fact, for example, yields in the UK are around 3.3% per year on dividend-paying stocks. In America, about 2%. So it's, you know, 1.5 times as much. Or more in other countries. So there's some ideas about where you can go about to look for these kinds of good stocks or funds that invest in these stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the things to watch out for are, of course, currency risk, because these dividends are paid in foreign currency, and if those currencies decline against the dollar, you're going to have some of that wiped away, some of that benefit,
mm-hmm.
If you need to draw it.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's an interesting subject, but it's worthwhile to consider.
Yes, absolutely. You read more about that in the Beacon newspaper. Do you have anything else on money?
Yeah, this is a little bit provocative, but there was a study recently where they asked people, do you cheat on your spouse financially?
Really?
Yes. Okay. Just finding out, you know, how many people really hide something financial mm-hmm. from their partner. And 1/3 of adults say yes, they do. It's very common.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's just a matter of saying, well, I want to keep my own little bank account for my hush money or my, you know, buying gifts for people and not knowing what I'm doing, you know, that kind of thing.
I see.
But in other cases, it can be much more serious. You know, it can be hiding an addiction or hiding a gambling problem, or all kinds of things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, in fact, people, about 10% of the people who said they hide something from their spouse are hiding things like how much they earn and how much they owe. So there can be very serious issues that are affected that way. So they also ask people, do these lead to fights? Well, would you be surprised to learn that in more than half the cases they lead to fights? Because it comes out,
sure,
right? It
sure.
comes out at some point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea is, you know, basically the recommendation is be honest with each other and sit down and talk about it. Because, you know, there needs to be compromise. There might be the fact that you have certain kinds of needs and goals and they have other kinds of needs and goals, and you can budget for them together. And if you think you need to have a little bit of money just for buying gifts and such, well, that's fine. Wouldn't people understand and appreciate that?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's like the old proverb, your sin will find you out,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
the things you do that you think no one will know about will ultimately be discovered.
Right.
Right?
And it'll be not so good.
And it will not be good. No, it's much better to be upfront. And I think the fear of being honest over a financial situation is built over time. There's mm-hmm. some habit there that's developed.
Mm-hmm.
So if 1/3 of the respondents are saying that they're guilty of doing this, it's obviously not an uncommon thing.
Right, exactly.
That's a pretty big number. You know, about half of Americans, when they get married, end up getting divorced?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the statistics
that's
are.
That's true, yes.
I would bet that a lot more of it has to do with financial.
You're absolutely right. It says in the article that more divorces are due to financial issues than are due to, you know, other incompatibility issues or sex or any
mm-hmm.
other kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You think about the way people make decisions. You hire someone to work for you. If they don't show up for work, you don't keep them working for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you hire them to do something and they're not honest about what they're doing, they don't stay working for you.
Mm-hmm.
You get into a marriage and you do those kinds of things.
It stops working. Yeah.
And then trust is broken, and it takes a long time to rebuild that kind of trust.
Right.
So.
You heard it here.
You heard it here. That's right. So
advice from Eric Swisher.
Free copy of the Beacon newspaper. You can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Or call them today to find out their nearest location at 301-949-9766. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.